Hi, I'm Bill Arnold. Thank you for listening to this highlight from Real Recovery. More on this topic is available at myfaithradio.com. Your support makes this possible. Thank you.
But God was right there. You know, the people that he put in my life gave me grace and allowed me to vent and to just be angry for a while and until it all kind of, it's like I had a build up of anger and it needed to come out.
You know, George, he just said something that really resonates with me. He said, God put people in my life.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that all the scoreboard in my head just went off. All the lights went off in my head because it is the way in which we connect to others in brokenness and also when we come along and love people where they're at. And it sounds like that's what people were doing with you, Tony. Am I right about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And at this time, I still wasn't in church.
But you were pre-church at that point.
What's that?
You were pre-church.
Yeah.
You were
yeah.
getting loved by people, accepted by people that you probably had driven away a lot of people that loved you.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
now,
my mother and my sister and my nephew were pretty much the only ones still around.
Yeah, they were loving you, but they're
about to change. Had I not changed, that was about to change as well. So.
Wow.
You know, Bill, I want to touch on something you said that because I think that's so true, that God sends people.
Yeah.
The problem is we don't see it. And I would go back in his story and say that one of the first persons that God sent Tony was the cop that gave him his first DWI,
mm-hmm.
that the process has started, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the old sayings in recovery, one of the promises is that we will see that God is doing for us what we could not do for ourselves. And when you look back in the rearview mirror, I absolutely hated cops. Absolutely hated cops.
Well, they hated you.
Well, I know, and that's some of them still do, and don't make me come over there. But I realized about 10 years sober, Tony, and I was talking to somebody, you know, one of the old guys, which I am now, and I told about this cop in Fort Lauderdale that beat me up when I was cuffed. He just hit me a couple times, and how much I didn't like the guy. And he said, did you ever think that maybe that guy not only saved your life here, but helped you get into the kingdom of heaven? And once I heard that, it's like, this guy would be my best friend if I saw him today.
Oh, would he ever.
You know?
Yeah.
So I get that. And when you work with guys, and I'm sure you do, you know, they hate us at first a lot of times because we're telling them the truth and we don't want to hear the truth. But I think that's a real good point. God is there for us. We just don't recognize it.
Mm.
Yes.
Great point.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this podcast stream possible. Information available at myfaithradio.com.